You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This year I wanted to try and learn a understanding, a Havana in Rosh Hashanah, which is based on the... that is based on the things that are already mentioned in the Divrei HaRizal, which we don't really understand, but they're coming from, they're being explained by Divrei Rabbeinu, trying to see how can we have shayches to them. We'll start with the following. The Gemara, in the Mishnah actually, Rosh Hashanah tells us that Rosh Hashanah, how did we establish Rosh Hashanah's 2 days? Mishnah Rosh Hashanah said, it happened that once, one time, Niskalkalu Levim Bashir, they were waiting for the witnesses that come to testify when the month starts, when they saw the moon, the month starts. And the witnesses came late. What's unique about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is the one Chag which is on the first day of the month. So if I don't know the day of the month, I'm a little confused what to do. So I'm so confused what to do, what should we do? When it's Rosh Hashanah, the song that you sing when Korban HaTamid is a song of Yantif, the Shir Shliyim. But on a regular day, it's a different song. They didn't know which song to sing. So therefore, because they didn't know which song to sing, they had no choice, so the Levine is calculated. They had the wrong song in the Korban. Terrible. So Chazal said, you know what? We can't continue this way. And therefore, if the Eidim, the witnesses, don't come until Mincha, you will have that day, we will basically delay Rosh Hashanah to the next day, even though the witnesses come and say, today we saw the moon, today should be Rosh Hashanah. If it's after Mincha, that they already gave the Shir Shalyayim, they get this song in the Korban, you don't do it that day, you will do it the next day. And that's how it established that really the first day was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. But it was delayed to the next day, so you had already in the time base of Midrash a 2 day Yom Tov. And the Gemara in Beitzah, beginning of Beitzah, Be'at Dafhei, really tells us that's the reason Rosh Hashanah is different than any other Yom Tov. Any other Yom Tov, it's only the reason we have 2 days because we have this fake the Yom. We're not sure what day is it. Who was not sure? In Eretz Yisrael, we were sure. We were not sure out of Eretz Yisrael, it was further away. They weren't sure what day is Yom Tov, so you do 2 days Bisafik. But Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, in Beis Hamikdash, though sometimes there was a 2 day Yom Tov. So therefore we treat it differently. And that's the Gemara says, and that's what we pass in the Halacha. One, the classic case that the Halacha brings, based on the Mishnah Beitzah, tells us that Rosh Hashanah, you treat it differently than a regular Yom Tov. What happens if an egg was born on the first day? Can you use it the next day? If you hold in a regular Yom Tov, so one of them is really Yom Tov, the other one is only a Suffolk, and maybe Yom Tov. So if a Beitzah was born the first day, you could mean Manav Shach use it the second day. But Rosh Hashanah, you look at it as one long day. Because it's not a Sfeika, it wasn't a doubt. Chazal has established, if Eidim don't come until Mincha, I will create a 2 day Yom Tov. That's in a nutshell what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Be'ya, tells us, the idea that Rosh Hashanah has a more conceptual thing of 2 days Yom Tov. Lamaisa, we do today 2 days Yom Tov, not like the time based Hamikdash. Because the time based Hamikdash, when you delayed Yom Tov by 1 day, so Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei was the next day. The 2 days Yom Tov were Lamed Elul, which we don't have, and Aleph Tishrei. We're not doing the exact same thing. We're doing the first day of Tishrei and the second day of Tishrei. It's not even so exact. That's one. But so that's just a note, just to start with. The Maaseh, what's this thing that Niskalkalu Levim Bashir seems to be really a random thing. Why? A Shira, what's a Shira? I mean, the Levim used to sing a song when they brought the Korban. The song, the Shira, is not Me'akev, the Korban. You can do a Korban without a Shira. And you still yates it. So it's a really side thing. It's very important. We combine it with the Korban. But to say that the Shira, because we got mixed up with the Shira, that's the reason we made it 2 days Yom Tov, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, And from there on till today, we do Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov, not like we do any other Yom Tovs. It's because it's some mistake of the Shira? I don't understand it. And as Tosfos points out there in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, what about the fact that they did the wrong korban? The wrong korban musaf. We don't know if it's Rosh Hashanah or if it's Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos answered that we were able with the korbanas to figure it out. So the only problem we had was the Shira, was the song, which is a side thing. You make such a big asik, so you're so busy because of the fact that you missed a Shira. What's wrong there? And just to conclude this the psicha, to understand this, as we know, it's brought down, as far as I speak about it, if Deslo speaks about it, that Chazal tell us the Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's not just time, a suffix, or I mean, not even a suffix, a zero that we had another day. Chazal tells us in the Zohar that Rosh Hashanah, there's two separate dinim happening in Rosh Hashanah. There's one judgment, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is called din kasha, the difficult, more harder, more severe, or more strict din. And the second day of Rosh Hashanah is din rafia, the lighter din. What does that mean? How did that come from the fact that we were supposed to have only one day of Rosh Hashanah? We expanded it to be two because it's Kalkalu Levim Bashir, because we had a problem with the Shira, and now suddenly we have 2 days of din. And what does it mean to have 2 days of din and din kashni raf? So obviously this is very deep stuff with, you know, a lot to talk about. We can try just to touch a little bit, just to give us a little bit of a taste of the understanding of the Havana of the Rabbi Sein who gave us in Rosh Hashanah, so we could come with something for the Chag, for the Yom Tov. Is Yadua, famous, that the Arizal established Rosh Hashanah on the following concept that we have in Torah. The Torah tells us that when Adam HaRishon was created, he was created Zohar V'Nekeva. As the Torah tells you, the Torah tells us, it says Zohar V'Yirah Elokim Es Adam Etzamoy, Tzem Elokim Baro Yisoy, Zohar V'Nekeva Baro Yisoy. The Adam was created as male and female. But we know that afterwards, what happened? Rebuchu put a tadeima, Adam fell asleep, and the woman was cut off from the Adam. So what do you mean he was created, Zohar V'Nekeva, male and female? So Rashi goes and addresses right away. He says, Shebaro Shnei Tzapartzufim V'Briyo Rishayna. It was one body with two faces. There was a face of a male and a face of a female. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings that as one of the Shitas. The Gemara tells you that if they were created according to one Shita, Machlekes, and the Gemara Rashi says like that Shita, Shtei Pratzufim V'Briyo, there was one body with two faces, a face of a male and a face of a female.
Siamese twins.
Siamese twins, call it that way. Came a Kadosh Baruch Hu later, put a tadeim on the Adam fell asleep, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu cut the male and female, and now you have two bodies, a male and a female. That's what it is. What's the idea that they were one, and they were cut, and then they were cut? Why they were just not created as two different bodies? So that's brought down already in Sfarim. But the idea is, and I'm sure many heard it in the Shema Brachas Torah, the idea is that the man and woman have to come and combine to be Vayu L'Basar Echad. In order to enable a man and woman to become one, to become Echad, they have to start as Echad. They come as Echad, they come as one unit, they separate, and now what they need to do is reunite.
Isn't Pshat L'Basar Echad the children?
The children, that's right, second Pshat Rashi. But the Pesach Shad, right? Rashi says, how does it affect itself as an insult? Very good. But it says they come back, so therefore they start as one to come back as one. That's how you make of the idea. It brought down the name of that Arizal. Arizal tells us that this is really our avodah in Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, we start as a Zohar and a Keva, because when did this happen? When was the Adam created and separated? It happened in Rosh Hashanah. So every Rosh Hashanah, we do that again. What does that mean? What do you mean we do that again? We're connected, Zohar V'Nekeva, and we separate. So Rabbi Sein explained to us the following, the way we can understand a little bit this idea. Always, and we mentioned this a few times in the Shurim, always the idea of a Zohar V'Nekeva in general, in the more conceptual thing, in the more bigger worldly thing, You have a male and you have a female. The male represents the mashpia, the giver, and the female represents the mekabel, receiver. In the big world we're talking about, the male represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the female represents a human being. Klal Yisrael represents the ultimate human being. The human being in the world, the Adam, who is the Shayrish, obviously, of Klal Yisrael, that is representing the receiver. In general, we see that the Ashir Ashirim is a mashal, a male and a female. The male represents a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazal tells the female is Am Yisrael. This is always the connection, the Hashem and the Bria, and the Adam and this Bria. The Yisrael is like this. When the Adam Bereishis Briyasa, the beginning of his creation, I mean the Mekabah, the world, this world was one, was united with Hashem. It was one, so to speak, Adam, Zachar, and Akeva was one body. It was united, it was one. Meaning, what is one? It's one body. There's no two separate entities over here where an Adam does whatever he wants to do. The Adam was completely connected with the Zachar, meaning the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mashpia, and he followed him. The Gemara tells us, when you have two Pratzufim, according to Mandama, they have two faces. Who went first? Who was the one going forward? The man or the woman? Says the Gemara, the Zachar went forward. So, you know, it sounds like a statement. Today, the man goes first, who knows? Maybe it's not so appropriate today. According to what we're learning, the idea is, the Zachar represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who was the one leading over here? Who was the Iker Guf over here? Who was the Iker Tzura in the world? Kodesh Baruch Hu. When Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, the Reish is the beginning, everything is under the control of Hashem. Everything, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mani, Boyre, everything, the Goli, clearly. Kodesh Baruch Hu created an Adam. And the Adam is created for what? The Adam is created, as Svarim tell us, we spoke about it many times, the Adam is created to be in a place where he has a free will, meaning standing on his own, and he has a choice. He's not anymore subject, necessarily, forcefully, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. He does it only if he wants to do it. If he wants to do it, so then he can be part of Hashem. But he has a choice to do the opposite. He stands on his own. What is his avoida? What is his tafkid? His tafkid is to go back and to connect and reunite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the mashal of Zachar Nekeva is the mashal for our avoid in the world. It starts, Zachar Nekeva Barasam, the altar, beginning of the world, is when Adam doesn't have prayer. I mean, when the world begins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world, everything is part and parcel of Hashem. There's no other Mitzias, there's no other creation, there's no other entity in the world except Ratzon Hashem in the world. At Zachar Nekeva Barasam, is one body. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a Tardema, which is a different subject. A little bit, meaning there is a way of separation. The Nekeva, the female, is born. The female means the Adam, who stands on his own, he has his own body. And as we see in the Torah, it's continuing the Moshe, who is the one who causes the world to go down, is the female who convinces the man. He's Mashpia on all the worlds. Mashpia, Kivyochol, to the Zohar as well. And ultimately, the idea is the Tafkid is that the Kiva goes back to be one with the Zohar. And that's our Tafkid in the world. Our Tafkid is, you go ahead, and you have to do, you have to connect back to Hashem, you have to connect to be one. You're separating to come back. Similar to a Zohar and a Kiva. And with that, we can come and understand what we're really dealing with Rosh Hashanah. Because, as we mentioned many times, the idea of Rosh Hashanah, the main idea of Rosh Hashanah is the Yoim Hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the world. When you're recreating the world, you're Mamlech Hashem, putting Hashem as a king. And the Hamlocha of Hashem is, who is connected to me? Who is making me king? Who is part of Hashem? Meaning, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's recreating the world every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, we're doing now, let's see, let's do, let's check, who is part of the Malchus Hashem? And who is not part of Malchus Hashem? That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. The din is, what's the judgment? Are you part of Hashem or not? Your tafkid in the world is to connect back to Hashem. How much did you do to be in a keva, which is calling back to the Zohar? What did you do? Because if you did it, so now when we go to Rosh Hashanah, we go back to that original state where we are one with Hashem. That's what starts Rosh Hashanah. Malchus Hashem, we go back to that state. And now what we want to do is we want to create again, once again, a nekabel, a nekeva, who could go again next year and do her avodah. Hashem here is judging, should have created or not, should it happen or not. We need to make it, there's a determination. Should there be a mekabel who could go and be a oved Hashem or not? Well, if that mekabel, then a keva really try to come back to be in that position which is connected to Hashem, say, Mela, we will create it again to do that avodah. But if not, not. That's really the din of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why, as always mentioned, the din of Rosh Hashanah is not on a specific deed. Not what you did, you did something good, you did something bad. But who the Adam is. We always mention the word of Moshe Zechitzah Levracha, Moshe Shapiro, when he mentioned that we all know the Gemara, the way the Rambam brings it, Shlosh HaSoy Niftach, you have three Svarim. What is it? You have a Tzaddik, you have a Rosh, you have a Beinri. What's the definition of a Tzaddik? Rubu Schuyus. Majority is chuyus. A Russia, Ruba Averis. So he always asks, what do you mean Ruba Schuyus, Ruba Averis? Since when do we go based on the majority? Moshe Rabbeinu did one chet, one Avera, and it was over. So why? Meaning he was punished. There's no such thing as, oh, you have more mitzvahs than Averis, you're good to go. Right? That's a very goyish understanding. You if you have something bad, you do something good, kodeged, then you're good. That doesn't work that way in Yiddishkeit. If a person has something bad, he's punished for it, even though he's 100% tzaddik. So what do you go based on Rav? So Rav Moshe always mention it. Rav says, Rav Moshe, it doesn't mean the majority of what you do. Rav means, who are you? Where is your netiya? Where do you tilt to? Like when you have a scale. Are you scaled towards Hashem? Are you a tzaddik? You scale towards the other side? Or are you right in the middle? That's why when it says mechza al mechza, doesn't mean half the number of mitzvahs to remember. It's very hard to have. You can half and half. And the Rambam goes on, a person should always look at himself half and half. Doesn't mean half a number. But half and where do you tilt to? Are you, most people...
It's a struggle.
Most people, they some days they're inspired. They get up and they're going to learn and they're going to daven. And they're not only going to, they actually do. And they do mitzvahs and they do chesed and they do ma'aseh tovim. And someday they get up and they're not really interested. We all have that. That's a bainery. Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. That is Rosh Hashanah Yudan, not the number of mitzvahs, the number of years, but who are you? And our avodah Rosh Hashanah is to try as much as we can to connect to Hashem, to make him Amalach Hashem. That's who we are. As we know, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah mentioned in the Wednesday year a few weeks ago, that what we learned from Yishmael, that's what, according to some, that's where you lay in the Pasha of Yishmael in Rosh Hashanah. Is because with Yishmael we learn by Asher Husham. I want to know what you are right now. I'm not doing all the Cheshbonos. What are you? Who are you? What are you right now? Are you part of the kingdom of Hashem or not? Because the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is, how much are you connected to Zohar and Akeva together? If you're together, you're one. So Yimele, I will recreate that Akeva that stands on its own. But if you're not, so why? You don't belong. We have a Tachlis over here. The Zohar and the Kiva are separating in order for the Kiva to come back. But if the Kiva doesn't come back, then no, we're not going to do that. So that's the idea of the Din of Rosh Hashanah. That's the concept. Is Adam who stands on his own, will be there or not. Because Rosh Hashanah is, who are you? Where do you belong? Are you part of Hamlokas Hashem? Are you connected to Hashem? Really, the Shaila is, Rosh Hashanah is the question, how much are you connected to Hashem? How much are you connected to Hashem? Are you connected to Hashem fully? Or are you connected to Hashem not? And if not, if you're half and half, that's a baby stencil, you kipper. But that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. How much a person is connected to Hashem. That's why the reason, what we want to mention, the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, we don't daven, we don't say a word about our virus, we don't say bakashas, very chomerdik, not to say your own requests. What we're focused on Rosh Hashanah is Malchus Hashem. Malchus Hashem. There was the drasha of the Rashash. The Rashash gave a drasha before the Kiyas. What did the drush of the Rashash before? Rashash is the Shosh Rabbi. He was one of the said to be one of the biggest mekubalim. As the Talmidim of the Talmid of the Arizal, he brought out that the Torah of the Arizal to in one Mahalach. The Rashash, what did he say before Tkiyas? He said, everybody comes and damages to Hashem. I want Parnasa, and I want kids, and I want this, and I want that. He says, when will someone daven on the Tzar, the Shechina? Shechina is in Galus. The Shechina, what's Ratzon Hashem in the world, is missing. We're not daven for Ratzon Hashem. So obviously it's a little further from us. It's a little distant from us. What we need for ourselves is, how much we, where are we, how much can we be married for Shemayim in the world? What can we do to be connected to Hashem? What deeds can we do? How can we become one with Malchus Hashem? How can we have an akiva that goes back to the Zohar? That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. So Reb Tzadik HaKohen says, we understand, we can explain, that's what he explains, the idea of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about really a discussion of how much you're connected to Hashem. This is really what we are. Zohar of Nekev Abraham, how do you connect to Hashem? There's two elements where you have in terms of that connection. And this really fits with how the Maharal says it, a little bit the Ramban, that there is, when a person can go, let's say, there's just as an example, you have a loisases and you have esses. Loisases means don't do anything bad. Try to refrain from doing anything bad. The S is, go ahead and do good things. The Maharal tells us that loisase, when a person does an aveira, he actively goes and does something bad, he gets distant from Hashem. He falls, goes backwards. When a person does refrain from doing an aveira, he doesn't elevate, unless it was an issur, unless it was a challenge, but he doesn't go back either. He stays where he is. Mitzvah Esse is the opposite. If you refrain from doing a Mitzvah Esse, you don't progress. You don't add to the connection to Hashem. If you don't do the Mitzvah Esse, you don't regress. You stay where you are. Esse is a hitkadmut, progress. The lav is a distance, is a regression. So an aveira makes you go, the doing bad makes you go further away. Similarly, we find that the Vilna Gaon tells us, so a person goes up to Shamayim, he needs to give a din b'cheshbin. So the Gaon says, what's din b'cheshbin? Din is all the bad things that he did. Cheshbin is to calculate based on what the bad thing, what was the good thing you could have done during the time you did a bad thing? What do you miss to progress? So din is how much you did bad. You created bad in the world. Cheshbin is, you could have done good instead. So what you're missing that you could have done, cheshbin, you could have done better. So taking all that, says the Reb Tzadik, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the discussion is how much bad a person did, how much aveiros he committed to get further from Hashem. Which that's the more severe judgment. Because the more, if he did an aveira, his chas Hashem is like throwing something on the king. Right? You're a Keshboha created you, and you're doing it, and instead of doing his rutzon, you do the opposite. So you're furthering yourself from Malchus Hashem. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is on the essay. How much did you do to get closer? That's a little lighter. I mean, he didn't do it, he didn't get closer, he didn't get further away either. So you're not, it's not Chazal spinning on the king. You're just not doing what the king wants. So that's a little lighter. Chazal tell us the first day is Dina Kasha, it's a hard day, it's a severe day. Second day is Dina Rafia. Because we're dealing with how close you are, part and parcel you with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you know the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are the first day is, how much did you get further away from Hashem? Did a person get further away? That's the din of the first day. And the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the din is, how much did you get closer to Hashem, or the opposite? On that, that's the two din of Tzadik says. Because we're talking about that. So immediately we can say the following, just to go back, running out of time. To go back to the idea of how Chazal tell us the 2 days. According to all that we learned, we understand something very clear. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't because Chazal, as we find many times, Chazal brought down in different Sfarim, Chazal didn't learn, didn't see, because the Levim had a problem with the Shira, that's the reason we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is something very deep, coming ready from Kabbalah, the Arizal, what we learned. You know, the idea of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is that we have here how much a person has it by the Rebbe Tzaddik adds. Mitzalek Rosh Boku Tzatoyah Shebachtava only 1 day, because the Melech is one. The two aspects is that's for us, as a Makabal. How much you close, how much you further, what are you doing? That's our point. Chazal saw B'ruach Kodesh on the Rosh Hashanah merits to have 2 days. Merits to have 2 days. And obviously, the 2 days have to do with the whole Mahalach, and obviously what we said just as a only Tipa is only one little drop of the whole Mahalach, of the days of Aseret Mitzvah, the first 2 days of the days that is the biggest judgment about how a person is connected to Hashem. Chazal also has that had to happen. This Kalkulavim Bashir was a simon, wasn't a Sibah. Wasn't the reason why you have 2 days. Chazal saw there a sign in Shemayim that you need to get a 2 days. So Bezer of Tzoyah taught out, Efshar, maybe, I didn't see anybody saying this, so this maybe just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I'm not sure it's MS, but it fits with what Rav Tzolik says. So, according to what Rav Tzolik said, Chazal realized that you have to have 2 days. 1 day you deal with the lo yisaseh, like with how much do you go back, and the other day you deal with what you're doing. How did Chazal realize that? Chazal realized that with this kalkulu of the Mashiach. Why? Like we said, Shira on the Korban is just an addition. You don't need it for the Korban. The Korban doesn't become puzzled. There's no Aveira over here if you don't have Shira. Shira is a classic of something which is just to progress. Chazal realized that it happened that the first day of Rosh Hashanah we couldn't deal with the Shira. We couldn't deal with the progression. Meaning we're dealing only with the opposite. Chazal understood there needs to be two days of Shira. There was a Simon Mishamayim. What was the Simon? You see that the Levim is Kalkul Bashir. Your essay, you're doing, you're accomplishing, that you're coming more forward. Something that you have to do, that was not able to do the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Kim Chazan said, okay, you need to have a second day of Rosh Hashanah to do that. You have to have the Maisa. The days of Maisa is a separate day. Just to add, just to put to tie things together, what the Rebbe Tzolik adds to it, that when you have the male and female, one connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, one connected to Adam, there's 2 days also connect to these two things. Why? The first day of Rosh Hashanah is how much you ruined, so to speak, the male. Meaning, ruined the Zachar. Zachar is the Melech. How much did you, so to speak, spit in his face? That's the Avira that ruins. It doesn't, obviously, when, it's just how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in the world. The second day is how much you build up yourself. The Nekevah, the Mekabel, how much you build, you make yourself closer. So the focus of the first day is on the Zohar part, on what Hashem stands, Melech Levadoi, and how much are we passive, connected to Hashem without doing. The second day is, what do we do to create ourselves, to build ourselves up, to get closer to Hashem? 2 separate days connected to the Zohar and the Kevah, the 2 separate days of Rosh Hashanah. Chazal saw that, they didn't sing, there was no Shira, they didn't do the progression, they didn't were able to do the Maisa Mitzvah. So understood that has to be a different day. There has to be a second day. The Rebbe Tzolik adds, that's why sometimes the first day of Rosh Hashanah you don't have to kiyas shofar. Many times the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. Only the second day of Rosh Hashanah you always have to kiyas shofar. Sometimes the first day of Rosh Hashanah you could do without, you can get it away without doing, because it's not the day of doing. It's the day of how much you connect to Hashem passively. That's the main focus. The second day you must do. It's the active. These are the 2 days based on what we're learning right now. But the taking away from what we learned today is that the main focus is Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating us every year again. And really all that we have is we are coming from Hashem. So all we need to do is when we stand on our own during the year is to come back and take whatever we have to connect back to Hashem. And the whole discussion is how much do you connect to Hashem? So our focus, our Mahalach Rosh Hashanah is what are we, how are we connected to Hashem? The Kabbalahs, the Tefillahs, all have to be We want to do something which is more bringing Kfar Shamayim in the world. Every person in his own way, in his own life, can do something. He does another mitzvah, he does another Torah, he does another chesed. Whatever he does is another Kfar Shamayim in the world, another way to connect, to bring back the shaychus of us to Hashem, because really that's the whole shoyrish, that's where we come from, that's where we go to, and that's the idea of Rosh Hashanah, to come and check that out. So we should be zoiche to aksir chasim ha-toivah, a good gebin shtiyar.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.